Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, 816 this morning, 32 degrees outside here in downtown Coffeyville. We hope everybody's having a good day. And we have in from the Coffeyville Recreation Commission, we have a Jamie Grant. Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing this
morning?
Good
morning. I'm doing good. Doing good.
So a lot of things that you guys are up to, a lot of programs that you guys are doing and activities that you're offering, including coming up tomorrow night, the Frosty Glow 5K.
Yes, that is tomorrow. And this is, a lot of people think, then they hear 5K, just a run. You can come out and walk. Sometimes we have more walkers than we do runners, which is great. But it's called the Frosty Glow 5K and Snowball Dash. You can either do the 3 mile or the mile. And it's just around the park there at Walter Johnson. We provide all the glow items. They're free, okay to bring their own if they want. But we do have a few things for them to get that they get with their registration. The deadline for the t-shirt's already passed, but you can still register up till we start at 7 o'clock. So if you haven't registered yet, you can still got time to do that. We'll start at 6:30 registering on Friday at the CRC building. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll begin our run.
And it's not going to probably be as frosty as we thought it was going to be.
Which is good for me, since I'm just standing there cheering everybody on. But, hey, well, we'll take it. As long as it's not raining or snowing, I'm good.
And it looks like tomorrow we're going to have sunny skies, so that'll be a good thing. Low of 32, but that's going to be overnight. I mean, this weekend's going to be great. Mm-hmm. 70s this weekend. You cannot beat that.
Yeah. Well, also on that Frosty Glow, there is a plus this year. Advanced Physical Therapy is going to be there.
Oh, very nice.
And for all the participants that are signed up for the run or walk, they get a 5-minute stretching and a 5-minute massage.
Oh, very nice.
So that's well worth it right there, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's an extra perk this year.
All right. So that is one of the extra perks this year at the Frosty Glow 5K. Mm-hmm. The next event coming up, this one is huge.
Oh, yeah.
we were talking to Candy Westbrook yesterday. Said had like 700 people last year.
Yes.
The Daddy Daughter Ball.
It is. It's our 19th annual Daddy Daughter Ball. It's going to be on Saturday, March 21st. We do hold this at the high school gym because we've outgrown our facility,
right,
which is crazy. But we have. And the doors will open at 6 to 8. We'll probably open a little bit earlier because it's a lot of people to get through.
Yeah.
It is $6 a person for in-district and $8 out of district. We do have an age limit on this, and it's just newborn to 25. And then the deadline for tickets is March 13th. But then we'll have a late registration through March 20th at 5 o'clock. So you'll have till that Friday before the ball to get your tickets. And then it's a $3 additional late flat rate fee. Assist
basically at the door, or
we will not sell tickets at the door because it is so many people we're trying to get through and having to do a change and paperwork. It's just very hectic.
So you don't want to be able to try to do tickets
the
then.
Yeah, exactly. You can purchase them online,
okay,
all the way up till the 13th, or you can come into the office.
Okay. All right. So
our theme this year is Night at the Desert. Kind of Arabian, Aladdin kind of vibe. Yes, cactuses. I'm a cactus person. So.
All right. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, that's the largest one in the region, obviously, with Candy said, over 700 people last year. So, I mean, that's a ton of people. So
there's bigger rec centers than us that I learned at KR at our Kansas Park and Recreations Conference that do not come close to our numbers.
Yeah. So, you guys are doing a good job getting the word out for that, the Daddy Daughter Ball coming up later on. A sport that's actually gotten really popular very quickly has been pickleball.
Yes, we have a big crowd. We even actually added another day to it because there's getting to be so many people. We have it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then also from 10 to 12, and then also on Fridays now from 9 in the morning to 11.
Yeah, so I was talking last month and it said it just somebody actually brought it up saying pickleball, and then you tried it, and there was a huge response to it, and it's just even gotten bigger since then.
We started out with 2 courts, and now we have 3.
And they're full all the time, correct?
Yes, they are full all the time, people waiting. But even if you don't want to play, just coming out and visiting, they sit around, talk, and have a good old time.
Yeah. Or just watch to kind of learn about what's going on, because it's kind of a mix of like badminton and table tennis.
Kind of
a mix.
Ping pong all in one.
It's just kind of a hybrid altogether.
Yeah, but it's tons of fun. And like I said, we have a court, they call it the women's court because they don't play quite as hard as some of the other ladies. And
the men
that's
kind of
like the beginning. I would say the beginning court. And then you can work your way up to the more competitive one.
The ones that get real competitive.
Yeah. So even if you haven't played or nothing, there's a court for you. We can help you out.
I know the batting cages have been closed for a little bit. Obviously, it's winter. Uh-huh. I mean, how much baseball is being played in the winter? Although you get some people that love it year round.
Yes.
But the batting cages, I assume they're going to be opening up
they
again
are.
Pretty soon?
We are looking into opening those up next week sometime. We don't have the for sure date, just kind of depending on how the weather acts. But next week will be the go-to week. Sometime that week. We'll make an announcement on our Facebook page. So if they just tune into that or even give us a call, we can let them know on the for sure date.
It's hard to believe it. It's already baseball season. It's just kind of flown by. Winter kind of has. Right now, we're speaking with Jamie Grant, the special events and aquatics coordinator at the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Next up is Movement with Shay, and two different times for these for Movement with Shay.
Yeah, we have it's an early morning class. So if you're an early morning riser, want to get up bright and early to come exercise.
Right.
She offers those on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and she's actually added a Thursday too now at 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning. So very early.
Well, I mean, I'm here at 5:30, so that'd actually be a good stretch to get going.
What a way to start your day.
Absolutely.
I've had great response from the people that do participate in her class. It's $6 a class. And you just pay as you go. So it's not a whole month commitment or nothing. If you can't make it, something comes up, you're not out that money. So you pay as you go. And if you want to bring a yoga mat, you can, but it's just up to you, kind of.
So, that's a good way to get your day started. That's for sure.
Yes.
Get the blood flowing for the day. The indoor pool is also open over at Field Kinley High School.
We are. And as right now, we're actually closed. We're having an issue with our heater. It's a little chilly in there. The other day I looked and it was 75. So the water is, it's usually set at 83, 84. And our heater is down. So we're in the low 70s.
Yeah, I know school was closed a couple days last week, and I guess this is probably pertaining to the same issue.
I don't know if it caused anything or if it was just happening to be going out and it was just a coincidence that it happened the same time, but they have ordered the part.
Okay.
We're hoping to get that up and going here in the next week or so. So hopefully we'll be back for our lap swim and water aerobics.
And I'm guessing the best way people can find out that it's open back up, do you have a Facebook or a Twitter account?
Facebook is the best way, or just give us a call.
Okay, so just check out the Facebook page. They'll let you know when the pool opens back up so you can get back to your aquatic adventures.
And not do a polar plunge.
Yeah, no.
It's a little chilly.
I mean, if it was 100 degrees outside, maybe.
Of course, it breaks down in the winter.
Not when it's 32 degrees.
Breaks in the winter.
Not when it's 32 degrees. We don't want that today. there's some rentals that people can take advantage of.
Yes, we rent our facilities out. We have our two rooms in the building, and then also our gym, and we do have a kitchen if people would like to have a room and kitchen, or just the whole gym and a kitchen. We have birthday parties, family reunions. We've had weddings in our gym before, wedding receptions, about anything, baby showers. But those are available to rent, or our soccer facilities, or baseball and softball fields. We also rent those out too. If you're looking to host a tournament, or we've had people rent a baseball field for a birthday party before.
Hey, there you go. That's a good way to go. Do a birthday outside and then play on the basketball field. What am I talking? Baseball field. Let's see if I can actually get that right next time. And then also there is open gym quite a bit over at CRC, correct?
Yeah, we try to open it just for basketball purpose, open gym from 1 to 3 every day, as long as there's no other rental or somebody that needed the facility at that time. I know there's one day the college soccer team comes in. I believe it's on Mondays. They come in and use the gym from 1 to 3. But most of the other times we're open from 1 to 3 to come in and have a pickup game, shoot around, run, work on some drills, anything like that.
Or just kind of walk around inside.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If it's cold outside and there's a great place
need a place to walk,
exactly.
Come and see us.
So you're not freezing outside when it's 32 degrees. And then the last thing I want to bring up here You guys are looking for coaches for soccer, correct?
Always. We're always needing some coaches. Soccer, for sure. She maybe needs some more flag football. I know she is still taking flag football registration, so if they haven't signed up for that yet, they can still get in for that. But, yeah, soccer coaches is a high need right now. So if anybody out there knows or wants to step up and volunteer, just give us a call. We'll get you set up.
And what was the number that people can call if they have any questions about what we just talked about or if they want to register as a coach?
Yeah, they can call 620-251-5910. And to coach, if you just go to extension 17, Shelly will be more than happy to help you.
All right. Sounds great. So be sure to get on out there. And, you know, hey, if you're wanting to coach, here's your chance to register as a coach. It'll be a lot of fun for soccer. And you said even for a few flag football spots as well.
Yep.
So, again, talking to Jamie Grant, the special events and aquatics coordinator with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. We thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you
and
for having
us. It's always great to talk to you. And we hope to see you next month.
Yeah. We'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.